I also couldn't see any. Who was here on Thursday? I felt so bad, I couldn't see anybody. The previous Skypes, I was always able to see. I don't know what went wrong in the technical stuff. I don't understand it still. But you saw me, right? I saw my own picture on the corner, right? No use. Until the last 10 minutes, you couldn't even see me. The picture went off.
No, still the whole time.
Oh, really? The picture went off the last 10 minutes. Whatever. I don't know how it works. So let's just review for a second. We spoke about the Siman Tzadi test. If hey, ein mevatlin isa lechatchila. I saw the Ma'amar Kolmos for Faxton actually arrived. I saw him on the desk this morning. We spoke about the traditional opinion that ein mevatlin isa lechatchila is an iser. You may not. And then there's somewhat radical interpretation. Perhaps it means you cannot. Because Noah doesn't say anywhere that those words are found one place in all Shas, based on Avdalah and Beis. You think it's found 100 places. You look at the Masoros on the side, nowhere. Rabbeinu Shimsha, the Rash, and Truma says, Utnan is no such Mishnah. He knew all the Mishnayas, not like you and me. He knew all Mishnayas about Peh. That there's no Mishnah in Shas that says this. They extrapolated from this principle of the Mezid, it's not both when it comes to the Truma, if you add extra stuff. So one possibility is to say a chiddush nifla doesn't mean you may not, you cannot. Mezid is not bottle, it means it just doesn't work. But there's no prohibition in the first place. This is the Torah sounds that way. Because the Beis Yosef is, how come the Torah didn't say it's awesome? One answer is, it's takanat. It sounds so radical because we're so used to the Rambam. Rambam says it's an iser, that's a simple pshat. And you may not. But the possibility of and you cannot, that is somewhat radical, I must say. But it's certainly a possibility. Maybe it's true. And the Megillah Sefer talks about it. The Ayin Yehuda talks about it a little bit. The Bali HaShulchan talks a little bit about it. So this is what we spoke about briefly in the introductory shiur, which took place via Skype on Thursday. Now that we're back, live, let's turn our attention to a number of issues. Number one, assuming there is an issue. What level is or isn't? This is what we spoke about. Let's see it inside. We spoke about it. I said a shiur with no svarim. I was just in a car. But I don't know if I should have had the range to have someone put it on the board as I was speaking. No, you couldn't. It had to be on the board. We need another screen for this emergency. So I have to see if a Skype shiur has to be someone else who can have an additional board to put the stuff on. Okay, maybe some other Gilgul. Anyway, but let's... see the Ravid inside. The Ravid is the one who claimed in the Vatan Issa Lechatchila is an Issa Daraisa. Not just it. Let's take a look. It's on page Kuf Beis in our print, top of column 2. The old print, it's Lamed Hay. The Ika LeMeidak. Lamed Hay and Beis, towards the top. The Ika LeMeidak, Maika Parchin and Zelamute Mai, Lalamute Kolisun Shibatora Lema. It's a mitzvah to cook the zroah with the ayah together. Mashenke b'shari sur and shabbatar shen mitzvah levat l'mechatchilim. V'lekel emeima, tochi kama. So heta b'shem mitzvah levat lo, mashenke b'chol yisur shen mitzvah av mutl. So pshita d'hechi tezik adaitan shen mutl, maybe mitzvah should be mitzvah levat lo yisur v'tor. You have that change in your girsa? In my girsa, it says mutter, and the sorry says mitzvah, the bach. That's the correct girsa, should be mitzvah. I will arrive at Zal Kosi Bismash Shalom. The Midakori lays Rob Shelo Chidush, Rami No. Damai, Damine, and Val Nisal Chatkila, Doraisu. Doraisu. Now, he didn't use the word Isid Doraisu. Can we say it's ineffective with Doraisu? That'd be a wild Chidush. The general assumption is that the Rivet means that it's also with Doraisu. Although it doesn't say, I'm looking at the words as we have in front of us, it says, Doraisu. Vichitema and Kain, Lishani Le, Dochi Kama, Zelem Ute, Shari Surin, Shem Nevat Mosel Lechat Chilav Kushi, Lishna Zel Heter, mashma da heter bolafoneinu michlal isuru. Umatirin also, kshen is arev mashma, lo la arev oso lechatchil. This is the lashon, is not mashma that way. Fine. Miu. Afal gav de bitlis lechatchil medaraisa hu livri haravzal. Im ovar u bitlo medaraisa bokim. Bafil bevesit. So here we go. The Ran is clear. He understood that the Rav meant you may not do it midoraisa, but on a doraisa level you can do it and it actually works. This is how the Ran interpreted the Rav. Again, I said I don't have the Rav originally in front of me. I don't even own an Isur Mashu. It's printed in the back of Torah Sabayis. I think so, you're right. So I don't have it in front of me. Tomorrow, remind me, we should look inside the back of Torah Sabayis. See the lush of the Rav. I'm assuming for the moment that we'll confirm what the Ran said, but hold open the other possibility. Fine. And then he quotes that we spoke about a little bit on Thursday. Let's see. Look inside, please. Umidirabonon b'mezid lo batal b'shogeg pligi b'rabiyud Rabbi Yosi begitten. Kaimelan k'Rabbi Yosi am b'shogeg batal b'mezid not because of a Rambamzal. Tadavka l'misha bitlos of b'mezid also. Avalachayr muta v'chay da'as harayvazal. Say they agree for a change. This is the Iran that we didn't read together inside. We spoke about outside. And that's important. We always see things inside. Words, every word is enlightening. Okay? We'll wait till tomorrow. Thank you for having it online, but I like to spend a little more time today. Since Thursday wasn't Ganson online, let's spend more time, compensate a little bit, some more time with the books. Printed word. Okay? Printed word. Good. This is what we spoke about a little bit on Thursday. Oh. So now, Rav Osai, now, let us go back to what we saw, spoke about again outside. Let's see it inside. The Taz, Simen Tzadites, Sivkot and Zion. Again, I told it to you, but we couldn't read it together because I, again, had no svarim. In an old generation, the Rav knew the Taz by heart. We'll just read it off to you. But all the generation have Skype, so you can't have both. But today's generation, we have Skype, you don't have Rebbe's and no Tazes by heart. In those days, they had Taz by heart, but they didn't have Skype, so either way, it couldn't be happen on a long distance here. For different reasons. Says the Taz of Kohen Zayin, Radis al-Khathila. Simon paid Dalit Sif Yud Gimel, I asked you to see that Sif. Bevuah de main kavanosur, Rakhla Dovarachag, on the Takan Advash, Mutter. You want to melt the honey to be able to eat it, and incidentally, the ants that are in the Dvash become this batel, that is okay. Because why? Not miskaven, levatel. Okay? That's what it says. And what's the purpose over there? To warm it up and then to strain it out. So this, if you want to actually eliminate. Okay, and we find other instances of this as well. And there's a Ran, Rav Osai, in Masechta Avodah Zarah, which I told you about. And that's something which may be worthwhile seeing on the screen, since everybody has an opportunity to see. So the Ran in Avodah Zarah, yes. Well, I would say you have to have an objective, an alternate intention. You can't just say, I'm mevatel chatchila. I don't have this in mind, whatever in mind, that's none of your business. That's not going to work. It has to be a demonstrable alternative intention, such as over here. To the contrary, I'm a tzaddik. I don't want to have honey with ants in it. I want to strain the ants, but I can't strain the ants as long as the honey is gel-like. Have to liquefy it completely to put it through a strainer. So I'm a tzaddik, not a Russian.
So what about, for example, if somebody, let's say, would want, take the thing that has a lot of bugs, broccoli, right? So they want to make a broccoli shake. So instead of eating the broccoli, they're going to grind it up. So now all of the bugs, they're going to be mevatel because there's so much more broccoli than there are the bugs. So that's how you've been mevatel, yes, sir, but your intention wasn't to be
mevatel
the
yisur.
You want to have the broccoli shake. That's your intention.
But
that's just
yeah. But since the bugs are hoya hova v'yir, they were, are, and will be in the broccoli. It's not so simple.
So then, would that be the same case for strawberries? If somebody wanted to make a strawberry smoothie, you have to clean it properly before making the strawberry smoothie. Or
who has ever seen a bug in a strawberry? Raise your hand. In your life, on the top of the green thing.
Inside an actual.
Oh, world. That's a one in a million. But I'm told these days, everybody says there's bugs in a strawberry. Who's ever in his life seen even one bug in a strawberry?
They say they look like the
They say they look, but I'm asking if we have a nice oil today, even though it's Shabbat Shadish or Golius, I see. People have.
I don't know what they look like.
So it means you never saw it. The Torah does not expect you to have supervision. I mean, this is the time, I both say, my positions of bugs are going to come out very soon. If not so much in Siman Tzadi Tes, in Siman Kuf, they're going to really come out. So it's, I'm not in sync with many other rabbis of today's generation. I'm just letting you know. Yes?
Even though it's tangential, I think it's already brought up. So Rabbi would say, and we're still waiting for it to be locked
yeah.
up. So for the strawberries, so Rabbi says that to what extent does one have to wash the strawberries and to check for that?
In my house, they cut the top of the strawberries off, which has that little, that's where some bugs apparently congregate, with that little stem, as you call it, right? Slice that top off, put it in some water, and rinse things off, and presto.
How long is Rabbi leaving in the water for?
No time. I have yet to see a bug. My eyes are not trained. Are you able to take a training course? Is the Torah Kedosha demand a person become a bucky in what a bug looks like? That's what the Torah Kedosha wants us. We should look at it with our regular eyesight. You're not supposed to use a microscope. That's for sure not. Everyone agrees. If you need a microscope to see it, it doesn't count. So they say it's only a microscope. You need bakias. Yes.
It used to be that people used to grow things and get everything from the microscope, but now they have to buy a whole thing of strawberries. So, I mean, no one looks at what they buy. They just buy it, and that's it. But I mean, it used to be that people used to be more in tune with what they were buying. Maybe just nowadays because we're buying, you know, I don't know. People are just not in tune with what they're buying. They'll just buy something and they won't even look at it. And if we, it could have been that people.
Again, we will discuss it at significant length down the road, how you define what you require to look at and things of this nature. But for the moment, I don't want to get too much involved in the bug issue right now. It's really Siman Kuf and further, from Kuf to Kuf Dalet. Actually, those four, the whole next segment of learning includes many other things, but from the Kuf, which is the first segment, first Siman we're supposed to learn it after the Bechina, until Kuf Dalet, which is the last supposed to learn next week. Every one of those Siman has something about bugs. They're all over the place. It's in Kuf. It's in Kuf Aleph. It's in Kuf Beit. It's in Kuf Gimel. It's in Kuf Dalet. There are bugs everywhere. There's bugs everywhere there.
What
is everyone again? The Ran, that I asked you to see. The Ran is in the Vesechta Avodah Zarah. I think it was Yud Beis and Mid Beis. How come my screen's not on?
I think it's not plugged in the
Can somebody help plug my screen in? Because I can't see. So, can you see why I'm... My screen is dark.
Yeah.
You do this. You focus on this.
No, I think it's on this. Under. It's not plugged in.
Someone's trying to sabotage screen. Worst case, I'll turn around and I'll learn with you. That doesn't bother me.
So you have to
pull out
the
Thursday
thing and you have to read it.
Yeah, that's on Thursday when the guy did the
screen.
Oh,
can someone see it on Thursday? That's what happened. We did it. We are guilty. When they were putting their laptop in, they pulled out my screen. Can't do it?
No.
Here. No, they're right on the riff. Is it on the screen, Iran, yet?
Oh, they're not on the riff?
You're right, yeah, I'm sorry. Right on the riff. I'm sorry. Riff and Mefarshah.
Because they plugged in the laptop.
Riff and Mefarshah was one of the things on...
It is?
No? How's the guy Riff and Mefarshah? Sifri Halacha, maybe?
No, it's probably...
Mefarshah Talmud. Mefarshah Talmud, maybe?
I don't know, that's Shoni, Babli...
Shonim. Riff.
Okay,
we're there. We're there?
Mm-hmm. Is there. Yeah.
Guys, I have to look and watch the movie with you together. Okay. How about the Zara Nero? Riff?
Yeah. Riff and Jose Kilo.
Try the rock, keep going.
No,
rock.
Keep going.
Rock, press yeah. rock. Okay. And how about the Zara? There you go. Yud Beis. Yud Beis on Yud Beis. On the Beis. Boom, it should go on. There we go. You bar a little. Keep going until you bar a little. going down.
So
keep going down.
One closest to that?
There we go. You borrow a little.
No.
Well, put the bar at the very top. How come there's so much stuff on the screen?
Yeah, Ben, it's at 125.
Look at the bottom right.
No, why can't you get rid of all that the online responses?
Sorry.
No, why can't you get rid of the headers?
Means I can't get rid of.
Okay. Barlow, what happened?
Lost it. Hold on.
Why? Start again. Go down.
I appreciate
it. Keep going.
Higher?
Yeah. Ibarlo, let's read together. Okay. Let's read together. Okay. Hiksha Rajva, the first line. Fourth line. In Kay Matina Shemavadan Isul Khathila. Shri Nosan Maya Moshecha Bakliza, Yelavatl Tamayan, Ma Mayan Vakalin Mutar. Psh. Tirtzlo Rizal Shabliyas Hayayin Eina Elamashu Kevin Shiesh Lavoli David Sinas Tam Rivatanosa the Khatila Mishabika Neshlovi Raya the Mashi Tir Sasmi Rabbani Tsarfazal Kliach and Ishtamash for Yayin Esik Shatsarak Iwi the Kliba Bial Makadin Koli Mashu the Saga Lebe Kli. I mean, a British Pekates at all nine Vov Shanisiva the Mashu Balma Abdillo Kankos of Raya was Abisa Mashu Shalom. The Mihosha Minon, the Mevatnan Iser Mashua Balua, the Chatchila, Bafila Bishara Isurin, on Tipas Cholav Odam Shanafu Tokakadera, Dafka Shisu Shanafu Shanavi Mashu, Sheyev Shalavu De Nosim Tam, O Shanafu Bekli, Shem Bevashan Doel of Bishal Merugo, Sheyev Shalavu So Isul Nosis Tam, the Tapshal, Shemigil Mevashal. Abalam Nafal Bekli Shev Shalita Masocho Tavshal Muat.
Where's written what?
Kedei Shiten Tama Isa Latocha Tavshal Oso Levatcho Lechatchila Zeira Otu Tavshal Muat Shebo Nesinas Tam Elu Devorov Zichrona Levroch. He's saying a Chiddush Nifla. He's saying there's no that's only true if it's guaranteed that whenever you use it, whatever is in this balua will be bottled of a shish. There's never can never have a problem. How is that? One of two cases. A mashu went in. So no matter what you put in the pot later, be bottled of a shish. Or as it's called, darkal ishtamish b'shefa. You always use it with a tremendous amount compared to whatever was put in there, in which case, it's no problem.
Whoever
heard that cold should take out. Amelia says that they call it Yiddish shtelling. You may have heard it from your grandmother once. They used to take, before Pesach, they take these cups that absorbed only in cold, fill them with water, 24 hours, spill it out, another time, spill it out. That's called Mili V'iru. It's a magic. So he says, it doesn't work by pulling it out. Pulling it out, you need hot heat. Our biggest soul of the last month, the one you should remember, without heat, nothing happens. Right? So what's going on over here? He says how it works. Elevada Yena Maya Machshiron Elevipne Shemafigin Hayayin Hanibla Batokakli Umevat Nentamo Below Shema Arvin also in my head there Elarehen Kilusarfin also in Komo. And he's therefore assuming if you burn it up in its place, you're not in violation of what? That's another Chiddush. That's also said a Chiddush. He's rejecting the Raya to the Rajma's Chiddush, and the Raya, but he's saying his own Chiddush. I might have thought, there's also about this Ratchila. Mali Mavatl Bitarubis, Mali Mavatl Bistrefa. So he's still killing the Isser. No, it's not a problem. Weiter. The old Shafila Tomah, Shehein Motzi, and also Misham, Umar Mosin and Maheta, Lonesa Levatl Isra Chatchila, Elamish and Miskabin Levatl. Oh! is he sold in Peidalim. Okay, the honos mimenu. You want to enjoy it. Holavachi, lo. This is a tremendous cooler. There's no dive mazal chatchila when you're not intending to enjoy the iser. In other words, you have, for example, you have the case in the Mishnah Trumas. You have X amount of chulin, and X amount of truma. Right? So the truma is bottle. So you have two choices. You can pull it out. You pull it out. You, the Yisrael, will have X amount of truma, and the Kohen will get Y. Oh, kula shali. I want X plus Y. Get X plus Y. I mix in the truma with the chulin to have kavana to gain from the increased volume when the truma gets mixed in to the chulin. That's a gain. All right. Says Shinotema came to Misha Sover. The Mai Darmin about this Lachatchila Bedoraisahu Umuchah Olam Bedarmin Perakir Anoshe. It's raw b'shei lechidushu. K'moshka Safti Shem. When you just read that a little earlier today, it can heichik shira Torah. Listen to this now. Klei midyan v'hagolo. How did Torah allow klei midyan v'hagolo? The vade b'vnei yomon arminon kain. The ilu kainu sheni b'nei yomon einan srichan echshman atorah d'dan kaimalam. Those on the fgam is mutter umayata heich tzivsa Torah lahagilam. Frame b'vatel isra b'lua b'hem l'chatchila b'mayim shumagil ol son. Wait a minute. The Ravid answered this question. What did the Ravid say? The Ravid said, it's Balua. The Ravid said, by Balua, there's no din about Chatchila. But he doesn't like that answer, so he's giving his own answer. What's his own answer? Elovadai lo omru el nevat nisal chatchila elab miskaven la'ayav isa beheta. Today the honos vimena, increase the volume. Abu miskaven la'hakshira kli, ve'eno nenem ena isa, yeah, shari. Lefichach ein lahavi raya mikan shabli asayayin lotel lemashu. Nothing to do with that. It's a whole different reason. Adkan, the Ran, I wanted to see it inside. That's why we went on the screen. Any questions? I mean, I said this to you on Thursday. But ain't a dome shmiya liria. Thursday, you only heard my voice, and now you saw it, the text. Very, very important Ran, which we'll be discussing a lot as we go. Okay, Rabosai, good. We've seen two ran so far. We saw a ran in Chulin and a ran in Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of the ran in Avodah Zarah references the ran in Chulin. Okay? Fine. So, this idea is found in the Mishmeres HaBayis as well. Can we get that, Binyamin? I'm sorry, I really can't help. It's like part of the Torah Sabbaths. What's that called? Sifrei Halacha? You look up Sifrei Halacha and look up. Well, let's first look at the Vedic Habayis. That's where it starts. We'll skip the Torah Sabbaths. That's where it really starts. Let's see the Vedic Habayis. That's the Ra'ah, Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi. The Ra'ah and the Vedic Habayis. And then we'll go to the Blineta, to the Mishmeres Habayis. Bayez Dalet, okay, Shar Aleph, and it's page Yud Tes. I'm looking at the Makoros that I gave you. Yud Tes, Amad Aleph. I guess I gotta join you. Who can find Yud Tes? Eagle Eyes. Anything? Oh, Yud Gimel. Keep going. Yud Gimel, Hezvav. Yud Zayin. We're getting there. Yud Ches. Oh, here we are. Thank you. Let's take a look. V'inyan nosin tam lefka muta. Kosava mechaber. Who's the mechaber? Who's the mechaber? The Rajma. Pagam zeh sh'amu lo shepogim legamri ha'she'en ur nechel machas pagam zeh. Which means, how do we know that true? That if something is inedible, how do we know if it's inedible, that's there's no Issa Deraisi? What do we know? What's the source? What? Nevela, lo socha kol nevela, la ger asher b'sharecha t'nana v'achola. In nevela ruil the ger, not that ger. Has he ruil achilas adam? Has he ruil achilas adam? Then it's mut. Says the. Oh, look at my mouse. We got a mouse. The achbar the shichron, and the mouse is also part of the sugya, but not sound of gam. But that's just between us. Okay. Yeah. What does it say over here? Where am I? Alafilu pogem tzas shereikadei rasheino bats yomo eino seres. Vim tomar halanos in tam lefgam in avela gamina lo ustam devela ruil leger shmon avela. Is the Rajma speaking? Lo kasha the hosom lahatir biflei atzma hilkoch adem biflegam olagami mechilas ger asira avul isa taroves shaholchen bo. It's a net negative mutter. Says there are in typical fashion. The Mechaber, the Rashba, is not right at all. Why? She'ena oseres v'shum v'nesinas tam shalo eno l'shvach. Ava mikom makom habela atzma kamo shehu ashlo niflat isatoru shabela atzma lo nifka michle achilas ger. Okay. When it's absorbed in the pot, it is at this certain time, it is in fact prohibited because right now it's fit for a ger and hasn't been mixed into the rest of the food yet. The kevin shekein roi hara she. Also, levashel bolavat lo achshav machmas taruvaso devar Torah imtim talomar the also levatel isur lechatchila baraisa, which is the rive and shita. If the rive is right, you should not be allowed to use a kedera shena basyama midaraisa because you mevatel the time which is in while it's still in the wall of the pot. It's not so bad, and now you're making it bad in the food. You're mamish in violation of an isur daraisa. According to the sheet of the Rashba and according to the Rav Meir Shabbat Doraisa, Adkan the Ra'ah's kasha. This is a very powerful kasha that the Ra'ah is asking. Tremendous kasha. And I spoke to you about. I think I read it to you on Thursday. V'chein b'din shelo yeh muter dvar Torah levata lechatchila chatichas nevela v'shtei chatichas heter min b'mino. And the whole duch, the kaimelon, the kdeir shene bas yoma, muteres dvar Torah. Stop. What's he saying over here? He thinks that the rabbi is right. A mevad nislech atchilas adin daraisa. The example he gives is a radical example. I have a piece of tray for meat. I'll close my eyes, throw it into two more, and then that's crazy. That's what. Now here it's not quite the same. It's lach polach, but in principle he's saying. Thinks the Raivan is right, and if the Raivan is right, and the Rashba is right, it clear Shane Basyoma should be a Shava Dorais. Ad Kanra, Rosai. Now, what about the Mishmeres Abayis? Mishmeres Abayis. Mishmeres Abayis. What will the Rashba do with this? Bayis Dalit, correct? I go to links? These are the links. Days and days. My dear friend. Okay. Where are we? Trying to do a test. Anybody? Tetzvav? Vav. Anybody see anything else? What does it say there? Use Gimel. It's getting close. It's getting close. Good sign. Good test. Okay. Omer HaKosev. Herich harbe bezeo v'kushel shel kash. this rabbi here, this Ra'ah, has questions of straw. Straw. There's nothing, no big deal over here. No big deal. Yilubasi lichtov kol dvarav otzi azman levatolom. Starts with the Mechaberot. He doesn't admit that it's him. Okay? Don't need the gear. And he says, no. That's the Pogamach of the gear. Shibush Gomer. Lo Vishtabesh Rafilu Echod Mina Maschilin. Lilvot Perek Ein Omdin. Even a Maschil Gemara. Haschalas Gemara wouldn't make the mistake that this Ra'ah made. Do you believe it? Sheritiru B'yayin Nesech Shenofal Agabe Grogris Afa Pisha Yayin Eno Pogam B'yatzo Filu Yayin HaRekach, the fanciest of all wines. Shapoge Miyu B'grogris, the wine taste in figs is not so good. And he quotes Perek HaSocher, etc. He thinks therefore that the Ra'ah is completely wrong on the first point. Gives many other examples. A levaya devarim brurim em l'chol mevin da'afi l'pogem tzas haf al pi sheruya adayin l'geir l'toshav ena osa taruas moshav l'chol. That's point number one, knocks him off at the beginning. Now we come to the part I asked you to see in the Mara Makomas, starting from over here. Masha Choshev Lakusha, the Kavan Shabella Shabikdeir Mitzaratzma, Royal Again, Him Kane, Hechi Tira Torah Kedera, Sheena Basyoma, Lechatkhila, the Mashnami Marev Chatichas Nevela, but of Shishib Shalheter, also the Vatal Isa Lechatkhila, Filim Daraisa, Ein Bidvarov Klum. You know how to write about it. Ein bidvarov klum. That which the Ra'ah said, Rabosai, is nothing. Is nothing. Why is it nothing? Why is it nothing? Why is it nothing? You don't understand why it's nothing? Take a look. Chada, the minole, the midorais, aim about this al chatchila. The midorais, a mishra shari, the midorabonim, a vado di yosef. U pashta, the shmaida, the shel, perkida, and asher. One, maybe the Ravid's wrong. So the Ravid's wrong, Kasha doesn't begin. Below, you have the easy option of cooking the forearm separately, four leg, what they call the zroa, and the rest of the bulk of the aisle separately. You decide to do it differently. You are a B-U-M bum. We're right that you have the mevatel lechatchila, and it's such an easy option to cook them separately. That's a chiddush Torah. Here it's permissible. Everywhere else it's prohibited, but the raisa according to the right. Fine. The chiddush of Torah, levashim yachad, ain't b'sheila l'shleim. Avo bela shebikdeira. Watch this. E-Efshar. There's no alternative. Ulefichach mutter came and shepogim at taroves. Viata ochloli olam elabit pogama over taroves. There's no other way out. Viod shimatabo lesser akadero le olam ika hefset kalem. Stop. Talachatchila. Called a bit the evid. There's no alternative. You throw the whole thing in the whole pot into the garbage otherwise. Number one, there's no alternative to get the blias iser out. Number two, there's no alternative to throwing the pot out. So as a result of these two stories, that's why it's permissible. I kind of want to see the Rashba inside in the Mishmeres Habayis. What exactly he means, not completely clear, as we shall see soon. Let's open up to Prima Gardner Rabosai here in Simen Sadi Tes and the end of Sivkot and Zayin. Please look inside. Simen Sadi Tes, please. Simen Sadi Tes, End of Sivkot on Zion. Well, Sakan, the printed word. You have to have a balance. The printed word. Look inside. No? Are you following me inside? Let's take a look together. Sadi Tes, Rabbi Osai. Sadi Tes. The Sif Se Das. End of Sivkot and Zai. It's quite long, but let's not panic. Emesh Shevim Mishmeres Habayis. The last few lines of before it gets to Ches. Omar Al Mashachokah Hora Ozal. Ibelash Bikdera Shena Ben Yomo. Adain Roar the Ger, Vitarova spoke Emu. Eich Amrina Kadera Shena Bas Yomo Mishmuta Menat Torah. Emivat Lanisser. Al Zet Tiretz Mishmeres Habayis. Look what he says now. Do you see this in the words? Debella. Kevon she'ein miskaven levatel el levashel min haTorah muter Rabbana Gazru you and Shom. Is that what he said? Do you see the? I'm asking you. You all right in the back of me. Look behind me. Do you see the words ein miskaven in the mishmeres habayis? I'm asking you. Are those two words? Do they appear anywhere? Rabbi said, don't look at me. Funny. Look. Don't look at me. Look up. Look over my head. Do you see the words ein miskaven anywhere there? Yes or no? Huh? There, it's not there. Not there. Prima Godam understood it to mean Eino Miskaven. What does that mean, Eino Miskaven? I think he understood the words. Look, there's no alternative, and you're going to break the cleave. These kinds of things. You're not Mechavant to Mevat Lo Yisr. You have in mind not to throw out the pot and not to throw out to be able to use it. There's no alternative. He understood it to be Eino Mechavant. I don't know if that's really correct, as we shall see going forward. Of course, Rabbi Osai, if this is the case, then the Taz, Rabbi Osai, is in fact correct. What Taz? The Taz said that the only time we have any leniencies in a situation such as this, in the sugars of Emavat Nisalachatchila, is if it's impossible otherwise. The Taz quotes that expression, "Efshar," it's impossible otherwise, and that phrase, in fact, is found in the Rashba in the Mishmeres Habayis. That in fact is found that phrase of "Efshar." So if you put two and two together, that the heter of the to Mishmeres Habayis is based on Eino Mechavi, and the Rashba said the words "Efshar." So now we understand very well why the Taz writes in Sitkot and Ches. That the only time the heter of Eino Miskaven applies is if it's Yefshir in any other way. That's what it says. Okay, Rabbi Osai? It's correct if you was Nurmshad Narashba that way. Fine. Once we're here in the Taz, Rabbi Osai, before I forget, I spoke to you about this on Thursday. We never saw it together inside. Let's see the Taz of Cotton Tess. This is what we spoke about. Rabbi Osai, please look. It's a cotton test in the Taz. Rabbi Osai, we have to learn with texts. Sometimes give lectures is easy. You have to see what's inside. You have to learn on your own. Look what it says, please. L'chor anir milashen atur shekosav kan im lo kive levat el ha'yisr v'chin ha'chakach shekosav av l'machav al rabos to'yikar toli b'kavona l'harbos im niskavim azeh af al gav de tor b'din. This is the part we spoke about on Thursday. What's called Omer Mutter. He thinks it's permissible. He's still called a Mezid in this context. That's the Taz Sivkoton Tess. And there are riots to this. Just wanted to show it to you in the actual text. Fine. Good. We had a question that we spoke about on Thursday. The Megillah Sefer asked this question: why should Eino Miskaven be mutter in order to mevat l'chatchila? It's a psik reisha. We know from Hilchos Shabbos we know that concept. If I do this, I do A, I'm not mechaven to B. But if B is inevitable, the kula of Eino Miskaven doesn't apply. It's considered to be prohibited. Here also, it's inevitable. That's the kasha that he raises. Yeah. Good question. The answer, of course, is if you ain't a miskaven, you never violated anything. The issue is not the action. The issue is you have a what's called a hanu masav, the lashon of the Kesef Mishnah you're supposed to see. That you have a kavana raw to be mevatel, that what goes a lo hanu masav. So if you didn't have intention, it's no issue in the first place. Kavana here is not an accompaniment to the action of Isser. Here kavana is the essence of the Isser. And it cuts both ways. On the one hand, if you intended to be mevatel it, it's a problem. You had kavana to be added to the volume, which is a bad kavana, even though you thought it was mutter. On the other hand, Rabosai, I should say on the other hand, in the same direction. We spoke about the very end of the shiur on Thursday. If you get a goy to do something, you get a goy. So the Beis Yosef says, well, if you can allow certain things, next thing you know, he's going to get a goy. Does that mean that a goy is any better than a Jew? Nafkamina, shvus to b'mokom mitzvah, was very relevant during the blizzard on Shabbos. People ask goyim to do things to Rabbanim, which you normally don't do, etc. So the Bali HaShulchan says, no. At the end of the day, he thinks there's no difference. Why? It's not the action. If for me to do an action is Yisrael Rabbanim, and the goy doesn't say to me, it's one step down. Here, the kavana raw to eliminate the Yisr, that is the prohibition. It makes no difference if I do it or goy does it. All this is very relevant, as we spoke about on Thursday. But now, most of today, until now, has been Chazara for Thursday and Shia. But now, there is an interesting and important point. We read it inside together in the Ran here, that the Rambam said, right, do you have the Ran open in front of you? What did the Rambam say? Rambam says, Da'akol Misha Bitul also b'mezid also. Abel Acheri Mutter. For anybody else, it is permissible. Okay? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, open the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Sadi Tes, he adds something. He adds something. Shulchan Aruch writes over here as follows: Sifhei, Ein mevatel nisa lechatchila, afilu nafal letocho heta shein bo shiur levatlo, ein mosifin olav heta levatlo. Not only can you not take a piece of shtick iser and throw it into heta, you have a tarovus of 10 times heta, you may not throw 50 more times. They're both prohibited. Over a bitlo shiriba olav, im shogeg mutter, im bemezet aser hu, Limivatel atzmo im hu shalom. Only if the food belongs to me. Rabbi said, Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sifal, quotes again from the Rambam. If I'm a vashel b'Shabbos, it's usher. There's never a condition over there that the food that I cook must belong to me. If I cook your food, it's also usher. Why? Why is Sadi Tes in Yoredeya different than Shin Yud Ches in Orachai? On the other hand, here it says explicitly, Uvchein Lemi Shen is Batel Bishvilo. If you have a Vatel for a certain individual, that's also Asa. That's what we saw, Rabbi Osai, in the Shulchan Aruch. It's Asa Lemi Shen is Batel Bishvilo. Rabbi Osai, this is what the Rashba says. We don't find this necessarily when it comes to Shabbos. The Mogen Avraham goes back and forth on it, but the Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't say anything. The Beis Yosef sounds that perhaps we should be making. Why? Because the Beis Yosef is the one who said, Rabosai, don't allow him to use it, because if you will let it, next thing you know, he'll tell the guy to do it. Either it's intrinsically less severe, as some have suggested, or as we at the Biurim has suggested, in his mind it's less severe. Even though in reality it's exactly the same thing, because it's not the action which is prohibited, it's the kavana. In any event, why these distinctions? More than that, there are more ads over here. Vasurim lemochro gamken liyisrael acher shelo yehonu mimash bitlo. You can't sell it. Shabbos Rebosai, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that it's okay to sell it. Why? So the Bari HaShulchan explains all these distinctions. All these distinctions. Shabbos Rabbi Osai, we punish him for what he calls a Masei Aveira. Even though it's not his, we punish only him and only Ba'achila. We don't want him to have benefit from the Masei Aveira which he did. Here, Rabbi Osai, it's a totally different definition. The bottom line must be Lo Ahanu Masov. That what she did should not have a positive effect. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, if it's someone else to, for whom he did it, will get benefit, he's also having a positive effect. We have to prohibit it. If he's having Hanoah by selling it, he's having a positive effect. We have to prohibit that. And therefore, it's only a problem if I cook my own. If I'm a vatel of my own, so then I'm having benefit. If I'm a vatel of someone else's, I have no benefit. If I cook someone else's, I did a ma'aseh aveira. So this is what the Bari HaShulchan says, Rabbi Osai, that these two are different. Different kinds of gzeiros. Different kinds. Oh, let's take it a little further than that. It says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, it's prohibited. L'mishin is bashel b'shvilo. Look at the Tasif Katan Yud. The verse is very short. Tasif Katan Yud, Pirish Rashal, Gidan Oshe, Tainodavko sheyoda zeshin is batal avura v'nichole. I'm about it for you. You know about it. You're happy with it. I feel a little tzivos about it. You didn't tell me to do it. Avlam lo yodem imenu. You don't even know about it. Sharile, darehu kashogeg. He has no clue. No clue. This is what it says over here in the Taz, if caught on Yud. Oh. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Mishpatel Zov of the Prima Gadim on this Taz, Sivkot on Yud. Very short, one line. Hapri Chodosh Os Yud Gimel Kosev. Afilu Lo Yoda Mishin is Batal Bishvilo. The Pri Chodosh asks it in that case as well, Rabbi Osai. The Pri Chodosh asks it. Yeah. Does anybody else agree? Yeah. Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger. Rabbi Eger says, in bitl al astam, lemisha yirtz of the knos, to one who wants to buy it, harehu kamo shenase b'shvilam b'yichud, v'yosa l'kulam, shuvas harivosh. V'nishma mizeh, daf mishin is battle avur lo yodem mizeh, v'lo katas if kotin yud. So the rivosh seems to say, if you cook it for anybody who wants to buy it, it's usur. Sakal v'chomer, if I'm cooking it for you, you don't know about it. Because the person who's going to buy it, he doesn't know I'm cooking it right now. B'kitzer, Rabbi Osai, it's a big machlokes on this nakuda. Oh. What's shot in the Taz? So some say that the Taz is referring to a case of Eino Shalo. Chabas Eino Shalo Stamuta. The Taz says no. The Taz says, if it's Eino Shalo and you know about it, and it's and you're happy with what I'm doing, then it's a problem. That's what the Yamshel Shlomo Rabbi Osai is talking about in Simon Nun Test. That's what's being quoted over here. Yamshel says Shum. Earlier he said Yamshel Shlomo Perek Zion Simon Nun Test. Rabbi Osai, that's what the Mashal is talking about. It's not mine. And then I'm being mevatel for you. Belongs to you, it's only if you are happy with it and you know about it. But if it's mine and I'm doing it for you, then it's prohibited. That's the case of the rivosh. I'm being revived it for you while it's still mine. It would be also the same thing in a situation where it's you don't even know about it. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, what'll happen when it comes to a person, Rabbi Osai, who is being Mechal Shabbos, a Mechal Shabbos factory. Mechal Shabbos factory. fortune, they're cooking on Shabbos, producing products and selling it to whoever has the money to buy it. What do you say according to this? Pasha should be also, right? They're doing a Maisa Shabbos, they're doing it for everyone who's willing to buy it, even though I don't know about it, should be awesome anyway, presumably in this kind of a case. Pashtus. What if it is a non-Jewish factory? It's not Jewish. And they are cooking a food which includes 1% of tarifs. Certified by the Mashgiach. That's down 99% pure. What percent, small letters, is trip? Okay, so what? Butler Bashisha, Butler Bameya. What do you say? Is that good or no good? Here, it's meant for whoever wants to buy it. The secret of kashrus is that the majority of the consumers of kosher products are, who knows? Goyim. Why they want kashrus? Health, cleanliness, I think, okay, there's some truth to that. So that's what, I'm serious. That's why the OU has so much money, Baruch Hashem. Because the, I'm serious.
My friend just told me that yesterday, that his Jewish co-workers bought it with Malak because they think it's healthier food.
There you go. There you go.
They have a look at Jews.
Whatever it may be. Bottom line is, this is the reality. So what's it in? So the Radvaz, quoted by the Bali HaShulchan Tzidkot Mem Dalet, says, Mutter. Shabbos, it might be Usher. But the Rashbash, all quoted there in Bali HaShulchan to be Urim, says it's Usher here, just like by Shabbos. Shema, you're afraid he's going to tell him to do it. So it's not so clear the Psak Halacha over here. It's interesting, the Bari HaShulchan's note that we make like the Radvaz, if I don't tell him to do it, it's permissible. Comes up with a Wapa Chiddush, which I don't think everyone agrees with. If I'm giving kashrus certification, and I'm checking out the ingredients, and I'm ascertaining that any tray of ingredients is less than 1%, it's as if I told them to do it. Why? I'm a co-conspirator. I'm making sure it's less than 1%, and therefore it's a problem. Why is that so? Mitzidi, I'm the mashkiach. You can put in zero. What'll happen? I give the OU. One day he veers from the formula and doesn't put in anything in strength. I'm taking away the OU. What are you kidding? If the OU is there, the 1% trafe. Kavachoma, if you change the formula to have 0% trafe, it's also going to be there. So why am I considering, I'm telling you to put in the 1% trafe? That's what the Birum says. I don't understand why he says that. I don't know if everyone agrees to that. But that's what he suggests, a chidush nifla. I think Rav Moshe disagreed with this. I think Rav Moshe said, technically speaking, the OU could, if they wished, give Ashkocha to products of 1% tarifus, but it's called Mechuar Adov. It doesn't look nice. It's not right. According to the Beurim, that I'm telling him to do it, and it's about this Chatchila. I'm not telling him to do anything. That's what he suggests. I'm just letting you know what it says. Oh. Fine. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, we have a big problem. We have a big problem. There's a Ran which contradicts our Ran. Our Ran that we saw on the board tells us, if you ain't a mechaber le'isser, there's no din of a mat l'isser l'chatchila. There's another Ran. The Ran discusses, if I'm grinding up wheat before Pesach, and there are some grains that have become mechumetz, they become chametz, it's permissible for me to grind the whole thing up. Why? You know why? It's a chumas Ran. You know why? Because before Pesach. For Pesach, chametz not even usher yet. That's why. You can't accuse me of being mevatel isser l'chatchila. There's no isser. Before Pesach, there is no isser. The question the Achronim ask is, Rebbeinu Shalom, why give that answer? Give a better answer. Eina mechavon levatla. We just saw it around on the screen and Avodah Zarah Yud Beis Amid Beis Dap Yerif. Since the Ran said that Teretz of Eidim Mechav and Levatla is no Dinim Evas Tachatchila, why must he come on to this new Chiddush that Chomis before Pesach is not called an Isser? It's a steer in the Ran. A steer in the Ran. A steer in the Ran. So, the answer is given is as follows. The Ran only said as he sowed. What's the context of this parable? Well, so we saw it on the screen. Hagolas Kalim, right? Rabosai, do you gain anything from the taste that was absorbed in the Kli? Zero. You gain nothing. Net negative, you gain nothing. However, Rabosai, when it comes to the case of grinding wheat, and amongst the many kernels of wheat, there are some kernels which are mechumatzim. If I don't pull them out, I gain something. I have additional volume. I have additional volume. Now, for you and me, the big companies that are making matzahs all over the place, and it's to make a big difference financially. They have much more grain if they leave that in, don't take it out. So therefore, I both say we're now curtailing the scope of the het of Ein Mevat. It only works if it's no hanoah whatsoever. If there is hanoah, such as the case where the chitim mechumotzos are mixed in with the regular chitim, a small amount, you have hanoah because it increases the volume of what you ultimately have in your factory or in your own private home. So then the het of Ein Mevat will work. A different het that works before Pesach, it's not goldenness. It's very important to realize that this Eina Mechavin Heter of the Ran is being curtailed significantly. Significantly. Fine. These are some of the cases. As the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach says, you can put chametz into wine to make it taste better, because you're not going to eat it on Pesach. You can put milk into the wine, you're not going to have it with fleshiks. It brings a raya from Simon Pei Dalet. Now wait a minute. Chok Yaakov asks, there in Simon Pei Dalet, you had no intention of putting the item in at all. Here, you have intention of putting the item in. The only thing is, you don't put the chametz on Pesach or the wine with fleshiks. But it's not the same as Simon Pei Dalet. So the Alter Rebbe there explains in Simon Tov Mem Zayin Sif Nun Beis, since you don't plan to drink it, this wine with which you put milk into with meat, you don't plan to eat the wine which has chametz in it on Pesach, you're not mevatel anything. Zero. Of course, the question becomes, if that's his kavana, then what does that have to do with Simon Pei Dalet Sif Yud Gimel, where there are ants in the honey, since you plan to try to cook it and liquefy it and eliminate it? So you have to say, it's only a raya we'll call Alderech HaDimyon. Alderech HaDimyon. Only is only if you're mechavin levatel iser. In these two cases, you're not mechavin. In one case, because it's already mixed in, he's trying to get it out. In the other case, because there's no iser, so it's only a rough comparison. That's what we have to say pshat in that Magen Avraham. Oh. So now, Rabosai, that we've seen all this, it's time to turn our attention to the following. We kept saying today a whole shiur, a fancy shiur. You have no right to make such a perfect comparison between the knas by Maisa Shabbos and the knas by Mevat Nisal Chatchila. The problem is, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara seems to equate them. You have to look at the Gemara carefully in the Sefer Gid. First, the Gemara talks about. Rabbi said, maybe we should get the Gemara on the screen. Give me Gemara. Old-fashioned Gemara. who's going to fix the screen for me? I'm in trouble. Hapesh, also Hapesh, the one who took it out has to put it back.
Yeah, so tomorrow.
But he must be in Shabbos Sheni Shel Golius. Tell him that we don't hold from that over here. We only have one day Shabbos. Not half Shabbos, no, not. Come on, get in the Gimel Beis.
Which day? From like Hebrew book?
Any way you want. No, you can get it from prior line, it's fine. That was easy.
So
you
could
set
while
they read something. Oh, that's okay. Do I go get in yet? I have a talking in bed. I trust. I don't have to look.
Yeah. What that?
Nun Gimel Beis. We're there? Rabosai, let's look together. Cut my mouth. Whoa, what did I just do? Whoa. Oh no.
Just the bottom corner.
This?
No.
This?
No, the corner on the right side.
Which one?
Down, right. To the right. Yeah, that.
It's more complicated by the day. Okay. The Gemara is over here like this. There's a question of Hezek Shein Aniker. I cause someone's damage because it's not visible. Some say Kansu, some say Lo Kansu. There's a steer of Meir of Yudah. Habavashal b'Shabbos b'Shoge Geyochel. B'Mezid Lo Yeyochel. Divra Meir. You don't remember Shoge, Geyochim, Otsu Shabbos, the Major Loyochel Olamis. Fine. Stira Merab, Merab, exclamation point. Look at this. Abuda, Abuda, exclamation point. So, Meir is conscious by the Rabbonim. Remember, the Rice is not. You know why? It's just counterintuitive. People are Mazalzel in the Rabbonim. But they get Knas. Raisa, Nongi Mazalzel. That's your Meir. This is exactly the reverse. Abuda says Fakert. Buda, lo kasha ki kanes v'drabana. No. Ki lo kanes v'drabana, but the rice kanes. Okay, fine. That is steerus. Steerus. Fine. Where's my next? $1. The more continues. Okay, it's going through, not going through the entire sugi here. Back and forth, Shogun Mazin. Says the Gemara. The Ramid Rabbiuda for the Rabbonim. We said before, you do the conscience by the Rices and not by the Rabbonim. It's a stira. Titanya. Whoa, what did you do? Oh no. Where's the next? Can I pray next? Next.
And links.
Thank you.
Wow. All the way on the bottom.
Oh, thank you. Nuffle Vinispatsu. You had these fancy Rimone Badan. They say fancy pomegranates. Ho, ho. The Dava Choshev. You learn that villain of Beta and the Sugis. It comes up. That is, it's called, it comes up in Chulin also. Comes up in Chulin. A Dabash of a Minyan, you know, it's a fancy item. And they fell, Vinispatsu, when they broke. Once it breaks, it's already garnished. It's already not Choshev anymore. Echad Shogav, Echad Mezid, Lo Yalav, the Rameh, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda conscious over here, right? Even though it's the Rabbana they get in. Yosef Shimon, Amen, Bishogav, Yalav, and Mezid, Lo Yalav. Exclamation point. Separate problem here. This is the Gemara Masechet Gittin on Daf Nun Gimel through Nadal. What do you see from this? It's all one big sugya, right? It starts with Shabbos, goes to what's the problem over here? Links. Where's Rashi? It goes a perach, a matenah fil b'yalaf mechashivusa. Mispatzu a gozem shalorla hakap nafzol chayim shalheta. Yalu. Yalu. Lo yalu. Oh. The midoraisen and chol ben choshev and choshev hakol batach rav lahatas. Sorry. Etc. So this is a discussion. What's over here? Mevatel issa lechatchila. That's a discussion over here. Okay? So Pashvis is, there is an equivalency between the knas of Shogeg Otumezid when it comes to Shabbos, and the knas of Shogeg Otumezid when it comes to a Mevatel issa lechatchila. So the question becomes, they sound like they're very similar. They're very, very similar. Why do we say that they're so different? That's the problem. This is the Biurim's question. You look at the, if those who have it, the Mamaskal of Afilu at the end. Apparently, the answer is, we saw already on Thursday, we mentioned it, if it's Asur B'Shogeg, then I don't know. There's a possible answer, which we'll have to see. Maybe tomorrow we'll look at it. Let's now turn to one more Maramako, Rabbi Osai, which is Tosfos. Can you get me a Tosfos? Oh, I can do it myself. I should be self-sufficient here. Whoa. Probably. I'm sorry. Probably.
It's open
already. Where's Pesachim?
Higher.
It's alphabetical law now. We'll figure that one out. Lamed him out. Write the links. What? Oh, here. What's the case over there? A person has a pot, and the pot is a chametzicha pot. So according to one opinion, you have to break the pots. Rav said to break the pots before Pesach. Why are you breaking the pots on Pesach for? Hold it. Don't use it on Pesach, Chas V'Shalom. Use it after Pesach. That's what you and I all do. Rosh is not breaking pots every year. Klei Cheres, break them all. Be a pretty expensive proposition on the Rosh. Okay? Fine. Tamilari. Nei de Svirla, the Tam of the Chomets, because they are Chosh of Mashu, Shein Regil, Nishtamash, our baby, Yachad, Mikomakom, Why? If you don't say that, what's the point of making the Yisr in the first place? Just get rid of it by making me battle it. Rabosai, very important stuff over here. It's the Rajmus, the Ran's Kasha, right? Whenever you're using this pot, it's about this chatchila. Don't compare it to Eitzim, Shenashim and Adekel, Hosom, Isim Buk Tzein Lo Shorash Min HaTorah. I'm immediately going to say Shorash Min HaTorah. Lo! So Rav Yosef says, Tadli Tivusa. One, Nosen Tam Lefgam, after Pesach hasn't used for a week. Umashu, for some reason, only a little bit left. Shalom Amino. Chagad Mavatna. So the Mara asked the question, but Levish Shalom Amino, like Rav, no stand of Gan, Mutter. That's his text. The Re says, no. Cheris. If you are Surin, the Inland Takona, the Choshev Dievet. I ain't a Basyoma. We answer it, even though it's no Takona. They have Bolisa Harbe. But here, Mashu, Shlomo Mino, B'dikidi Evedan. Tell us two things. What is even the Tosafos? What teres do they not give? What teres do they not give, Rabbi Osai? Whose teres do they not give? The Ran. What did the Ran answer? And the Mechavin. What is even Tosafos? He rejects any Mechavin. Oh. So now there are those poskim who want to suggest that this svara, which we think is mekuba by everybody, ain't a mechavim levat. There's no din in mazal chatchila. Not true. Tosim psachim by implication rejects it. Rabbi Osai. But that Rabbi Osai, things get worse. We said before, Rabbi Osai, that the Ran has a simple pat answer. What's the Ron's simple pat answer? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, we know what the answer is. The answer is, Ein HaMechavim. Yeah, but what's the Ron going to say over here? How do we get links? No. Oh. Tablet. Now links. Ron mean the Ron and the Riff?
No.
Sure?
I think it's just Kiddush
Era. Oh, yeah? So let's get to the Riff. How do I get to the Riff? If you can't link to the Riff here? Okay. I can't. We'll have to, somehow go out of here. Riff is on Talmud Bavli?
No.
Before Shea Bavli?
Yeah.
Before Shea Bavli. Riff and Osei Kehler. Ran. Sachin. Oh no. I'm not sure what daf it's on. Ran. Did I write it down? Hold on. When it comes, I know the Ran is there. The Ran is in Pesachim on that sugya. But the question is, what is it? I'm going to find this. Who wants to give a guesstimate? What daf and dapi haran is going to be daf lamed? Try this. It's a guess. Oh, not bad. Close. Try ches. A little guesswork there. Oh, we're here. Look at this, hit a home run. Here we go. This is the chatchila. Right? And don't compare it to muktzah. That's less like and a Torah. The same way we saw before. What Malach HaKabatech HaRasam? Yesh Loma. Look what his answer is, the last line. Efshar, the Bechomet, V'chayotebo. V'chi Yishtamesh, V'hetera Yishtamesh, V'hashto, Lesa, L'Yisura, B'Einei, Hikil Levata L'chatchila. Frek the Shara Melech, a steer in the Ran. Why aren't they back at the same terrace here in Mesech the Pesachim that they gave in Avon Azara? And the Miskab and Levatel. See, even the Ran, who was our man that we were counting on, right? Who holds the cool of Ein Miskab, the Rashba. But the Ran himself contradicts himself. He had to give a different terrence. This is a big problem, Rabbi Osei. It's a major problem. A major problem. A stira. It's interesting, of all we've shown him, the only one that the Yad Yehuda can find who gave the teretz of here, Einem Miskaven, is the Marabi Rutenberg. He gave the teretz. But everyone else doesn't give that teretz. So now there is a serious matter. So now, Rabbi Osai, that kasha I don't have an answer to right now, it's Stira the Ran. But let's turn our attention. This is what we saw before in the Rishon. We saw it quoted in the Ran in Masechta Avodah Zarah. And I want to show it to you in Shulchan Aruch. And then we're going to see it in another source of perhaps as well. Simen Tzadi Tes Siv Zayin. And I'm going a little bit out of order, but this is the way I have to do it. Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin. Look inside. Im Nivla Isa Muat L'toch Kli Kosher. Im Darko Shel Oso Kli L'shtamesh Bo B'Shefa Heter Mutu L'shtamesh Bo L'chatchila. Kevin Shel Isa Muat V'yev Shel Avol Adai Nesin Es Tam. U'lefichach Isa Mashu Shel Nivla B'Kdeiro B'toch Kan Kanim V'chayotze Behem Mutu L'shtamesh Bo L'chatchila. Afilu B'Ben Yomo Fisha Ef Shalavu then is in his tam. Avam Nivla Bikli Shadakal Ishtamish li itim Bidava Muat Kikara Vachayotseba. Also the Shtamish Afila Bishefa. Gzeira Shema Yishtamishba Bidava Muat Vyova then is in his tam. This is what we saw in the Ran. In Avodah Zarah, I think quoted from the Ravid. That if it's something which is every time you use it, you're always using a tremendous amount more than the what was absorbed in the pot. That's known as the head of Kli Shadak L'Shtamesh Bo B'Shefa. Are both any questions so far? The Shulchan Aruch codified what we had seen in the Ran in Masechta Avodah Zarah earlier. Okay, here's what it says. Here's what it says. Says the Gra, Rabosai, right over here, Bira Gra. Bir Agra, Sivkot Yud Zayin. Okay? Sivkot Yud Zayin. He says, if you look at Tosfos of Psachim, they have difficulty with this, with the particular question that they were dealing with. Okay, that's the subtitles we just saw a minute ago. And the Gemara is going to say, according to this Mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch, from the Ran, from the Ravid, it's Nicha, the Kesem Sachim, the Shinul, the Kedera, is going to be a Kli, Shadak, or the Shtamash, or B'Shefa, that's going to solve the problem. So writes the Gemara in Sivkotan Yud Zayin. And he goes further than that. And there are two sources in Shas for this leniency. The Ran source and this source. Remember the Dermasa of the Ran? Iborlu. Remember what kind of items was he discussing? If you have a good memory, maybe you have a photographic memory or something like that in your head. What was the name of the Hebrew word for the particular item we're discussing in that Ran? Iborlu. Remember? We say it on Hanukkah. Yvonne Nikbutsu Olai. Kan Kanim. That was the Gemara and Avodah Zarah about Kan Kanim. The Gemara Psachan that we just learned, what are they talking about? Kedera. Says the Gemara, a brilliant idea. You look at the Mechaber, he quotes two different kinds of Kalim. That's funny. What does he say? Shimon Shem Nivla B'Kedera. Oh, betoch kan kanim. I can think of 10 different kinds of utensils. What do you mean, kedera kan kanim? The Gemara says, no, you don't understand what's happening. The Mechaber is showing where in Shas he got it from. He got it from kederas b'pesach, at the Rani Esses Kasha, and the Teretz is Daka b'shefa. And he got it from kan kanim in Avodah Zarah Lamed Gimel, where the Rani says the same thing, Daka l'shtamash b'shefa. So that these are two proofs. That's why he mentions Kederan Kan Kanim. That's what the... Look inside. You see it in the Gemara. Right over here. The Gemara is so... I figured it all out. V'zeh shekosav b'kedera ki ahi de psachim o kan kanim avodah zarah. Beautiful. The Gemara makes this comment why you have two different kinds of utensils. Fine. So Rabbosai, this din of the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Sadi Tes Sif Zayin. So the poskim say, take a look, for example, you have it? Look in Shach of Gimel. We see Shach of Gimel? Shach of Gimel. Kol asif ze hu kafu l'kamon simen kufcha v'esif hei v'shami yizbor v'siyata d'shmai. So I'm not going to talk about it over here in Sadi Tes Zayin in front of us. I'll wait till I get to Kufchav Beis Sif Hei. The boss says, anybody look up Kufchav Beis Sif Hei? It's on the Maram HaKavos. Anyone see it yet? Who has the green Shulchan Aruch in front of you? Who has the greens? Why don't you look it up? You have it in the green. It's the last simon in the green. Kufchav Beis Sif Hei. Tell me. You look inside. Tell me if it says the same thing or not. Take a look. While they're looking, let's take a look in the source for Kuf Chav Beis Sif Hei, which is the Rashba. The Rashba is on the Maram HaKavos. I don't know if you saw it yet. Torah Sabayis, Rabbi Osai. Let's see. Can I get this over here? Is it still on one of my tabs, Torah Sabayis? Is it?
No,
I better go. Well, I got it through links, right?
Yeah.
Better go, Bayis. Links. Torah Sabayis. Okay. Where am I? What happened? But I want to get. How do I get to a different shot?
Oh, you have to go to
the
side.
Side? Where do I go? You start all over again, in other words.
Yeah.
All right. I try to be Makatsin. Where am I? Where is Sifri Halacha? Anybody here? This. I took a long way around. Okay. Sorry, I'm not an expert. This Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis Aruch. Bayis Dalid. Shar Dalid. What happened? Again. This is also the Maram HaKavos. What page are we up to here? I'm lost again. No. Here. Can we find a page? Anybody? Any pages? What? Lamed Hei. Lamed Vav. What did I write?
I'm looking at the right one.
I'm looking at Torah Sabayis. Got the Maram HaKavos here?
Yeah.
Torah Sabayis. Hold on. Let's try Lamed Vav and Aleph, see what happens. Yeah, let's go from Lamed Vav to Lamed Zayin. The bottom of Lamed Vav. Kvar Miyarnu. Watch. Ein mevad yisa da chatchila. Afil isa mashe mevad na chatchila. Miu nivla isa muad betoch kli mutter im daka shal osa kli vishtamash overhead but b'shefa mutter vishtamash ala chatchila. Kema shay isa muad v'yev shal avu l'day yisina as tam. And he brings a rifle kan kanim, right? Kan kanim. We had kaderi as kan kanim. I'm skipping the raya because the Ran quotes the raya. Okay? Little the cleaver that Shamish to eat him. The double muot, the car of a chayot, it was that. Also the Shamish for a field of Beshefa. Zera Shemma Yishamish with double muot. The Yavoli day, Nisina Sam. Okay? This is the Torah Sabayis Ha'oruch. What does it sound like, Abosai? That this is the din of a Nevat and Yisrael Chathila. This is it. Rabosai. It's so important you understand this. This is the Isser Vaymabat and Isser Lechatchila. The nature of the Isser is you're going to make a mistake in your calculation. That's why they asked it. And therefore, if it's Mishtaka B'Shefa, you're not going to make a mistake, it's Mutter. This is the very din. And to prove it even more concretely and clearly, Torah Zabayis HaKotza. It's even more clear. Did I put it here? Lamed Rabba Mebeis. I will say I need Lamed Rabba Mebeis on the Kotza. Help me out. Lamed. Here we go. Here's the Mebeis. Here it is. Watch this. Watch. Isa Muat. Shenivla Bekli. Im Darka shall also Kli shall Shtamash Bohetta Muat. This is the din. And about this latchila, this din applies even to mashu, even to balua, against the ravid. The ravid, the Ran quote said, does not apply to balua. I'll show it in a minute again. I'll pull it up. But it does not apply to Darko B'Shefa. The very first thing we saw today is to reclaim that. He said a different vart. Get it back. Here we go, we were here before today. Ibar Elohu. The quotes over here, The Ravid. The Mevatlin Isa Mashu Abolua Lechatchila. Afila Bishari Surin. Then he adds on his own. That's only if he have Shalavah than his Sinas Tam. That's a different Gzeira. Rav Osai. The Ravid said, a Mevatlin does not apply to Balua. Period. Then I, Raven, I'm telling you, don't do it unless it's Darko B'Shefa. We make a mistake. That's me, Raven, speaking. Not Chazal speaking. But according to the Rajma, by contrast, no. This is what Chazal meant. He said the fairish against the Rav. And Vashem applies even to Yisra Balua. So why doesn't it apply to Darko B'Shefa? Because the whole word, you may make a mistake in the Cheshvan. He can't make a mistake. Of course, there's a big difference between the Ravid's version of this din and the Rashba's version of the din. Now we'll find out, I believe this is pointed out in the Megillah Sefer, that the Mechaber quotes both versions. The Mechaber quotes both versions, Rabbi Osai. So, watch. Here, watch this. Here, the Vilna Gaon in Sivkot Yud Ches is commenting on the Mechaber Siman Tzadi Tes of Zayin, which is coming from, if you look at Beis Yosef, it's coming from the Ran. In the name of the Ravid. That's what's coming. It's coming from the Ran. She writes in Sifkot Yud Ches, what the Mechaber say at the end? Avalim Nivla Bekliv Dachar Shtamash Itim. It's a problem. It says the Heilig Agro, Sifkot Yud Ches, quotes Psochem Daf Lamed, Almo Im Derech Shtamash Bekamo Kamasha Oser Oser Becholinyim. Ugedolim Izu Amar Bepersal Avar Azara, the Oser Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma, Oto Bas Yoma. Vakoshkin but also Kliatzmo. Wow. Not like Kankanim. There's Dakalish Tamish B'Shefa. Look as Vin and Shemish Tamish B'Muak. Rabbo said the Gro has a whole different pshat. This is the Ran and the Ravid's pshat. The reason why it's Usur, if it's a Kliat with Kliitim, you're not Mishtamish B'Shefa, it's a Gzeres Kalim. The way it goes there, Ene Benyomo to Benyomo. Kavachomer that goes there. B'shefa otu li'itim shalom b'shefa. has nothing to do in about Nisrat Chila. Because according to the Mechaber over here in Saritez Zayin, as long as it's Belua, there's no din and Mevatnis Lechat Chila. The Ran and the Right. That's over here, Rabosai, in Simon Saritez, Sif Zayin. But in Kufchav Beis, left the books on the board. Not everyone has the green. How do I get this quickly? Where am I? Where do I get Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch, here we go. Shulchan Aruch. No, Yerodea, Shulchan Aruch. Yerodea. Here we go. Esther Kalim, Kuf Chabez. What did I say? Sif what? Sif Kimmel? Hey? Kuf Chabez. All right, hopefully it's not so long. Very short. Here we go. Watch this. Isa Muad, Shanivla Bichlisha, Dagla Shlosh Tamashbo, Behet and Muad, Bichle Sheep and Zed Tam, Het Shish Tamashbo, Kvok Kadera, Gudol, the Chavas Rose Behen, where is the Muad of the Shamashbo, the Chatkila? Afa Pishu Ben Yomo, Fishi Ev Shalavel, then it's seen as Tam. Aval and Muklisha, Mishtamashbo, with Dava Muad, Kvok Kadera, the Chayotibo, also Shamashbo. Why? Shaein Mevatlin Isa the Chatkila. I feel Issa Muad, I feel Issa Balua. Verbatim picked off what? Who remembers? Verbatim, from what? Torah Habayis HaKotzer. Verbatim. The Tur only had the Kotzer, but you know that? Tur didn't have the Torah Habayis HaKotzer. That's almost, there's so many misunderstandings. He didn't have it. He only had the Kotzer. So he copied it, the Mechaber copied it from him. The two different takes over here on both sides. Sadi Tess is one take, the Ran and the Ravitz take. Kuf Chavez, Rebosai, is the Rajma's take. Two totally different takes. Oh. Now, Rebosai, the I must tell you that in the Beurim, he had a very, very big chiddush. He wanted to say that even according to the man, the Omar, in Mevat and Issa the Chatchil, the Din Doraisa, we could argue it's a Siyav Doraisa. Not the way that the Ra'or said it, it's not logical, it's not proper, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Instead, we may make a mistake. And therefore, the het of Dakal Shtamash B'Shefa may work even according to the opinion that holds it's a din d'oraisa. Amazing. Amazing. What's interesting, Rabosai, is right over here in Simon Sadi Tess, our Simon, Siv Zion, the Mechaber never bothered telling us why is there no violation of Emevatnes al-Khatkhila. It's interesting that if you look in the Ran, the Ran explained why. Because it's no Iser by Balua. The problem is the Beis Yosef didn't quote it from the Ran. He quoted from the Rivosh based on the Ran. And the Rivosh didn't say so Beferish. Didn't say so Beferish. So Rabosai, it becomes something which is a bit interesting. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rivosh. The Rivosh doesn't say Beferish what the Ran said in Masechta Avodah Zarah, that the reason why there's no problem in Bitlis Chatchil is Balua. So therefore the Mechaber didn't quote that reason, but it has to be the reason in Siv Zion. What other reason could it possibly be? But there could be another reason. What's the other reason? What's the other reason? One more reason. We spoke about it earlier today. Eino Miskave. Maybe the fact that the Mechaber did not view it as critical to introduce the reason of Balua is perhaps he's relying on the other reason of Eino Miskaven. So we said we would stop the shiur at 12:36. Has it come yet that time? Well, I don't have a cell phone. Huh?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. We can stop at 30 minutes. We'll round up in 30 seconds. We saw it. It's amazing. Two sims seem to be... The Shach said kuffel, the same sif. Two completely different understandings of the same bottom line. One is saying that emavat nislach atchil is a gzeiro. Somebody's saying it's a rice gzeiro. You may make a mistake. Doesn't apply to Daka B'Shefa. That's the Rashi. And it applies with Farish even to Balua. The Ran quotes the Rivet Fakert. It does not apply to Balua. But I, Rivet, will make my own Xera. You're going to make a mistake. It's my Xera, not the Gemara's Xera. And for that I say that Daka B'Shefa works. So Rabbi says, quiet, are two different ways of looking at things. Tomorrow, Blinetta, we have to pick this up and try to figure out, pull these strands apart. And much of what I said is found in the Megillah Sefer and other Sfarim, and these two seem to be identical. They're not really identical. We'll stop here. Whoever wants to daven Kamincha can do so. I have to run to a chasana and continue to